Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Massive game in the Vanarama National League this weekend. It's Tranmere against Chester. Massive local rivalry. Let's catch up with a man who's played in one of these and is now a first team coach at Tranmere, of course, Sean Garnett. Morning to you, Sean.
Morning, how are you?
Very good. Memories of a Tranmere-Chester game.
Yes, a lot of rivalry, a lot at stake. And the normal, whatever league we were in, they're always competitive, always means something as well.
Absolutely. So it's a brilliant one this weekend, not least because of Tranmere's position in the Vanarama National League. Second at the moment, joint second. 7 points, though, behind Forest Green with a game in hand. And seemingly the team's flying.
Yeah, we're doing okay. We've put a little bit of run together. We're scoring goals at the moment, not conceding, which is a good habit. We know tomorrow will be a little bit different. The form normally goes out the window when derbies are played. But we know we've got Chester scored quite a few goals. We know they've conceded a number of goals as well. But our game plan hopefully will work for us tomorrow.
Mickey Mellon certainly made a difference to the football club. Sometimes managers need a bit of time to bed in, but 100 success in terms of league games so far. Can you tell that? Is there a different mood around there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, normally, a new manager comes in and it seems to lift players. Mickey's came in and with fresh ideas, and he's sort of put across what he wants, and the players have bought into it. And to be fair to the players, it's about players at the end of the day. I mean, once they cross that line at 3 o'clock of the Saturday, there's not an awful lot any manager can do. But they bought into it, and hopefully tomorrow they can take our game plan, which we've worked on all week, into the game and get us 3 points.
He's brought some brilliant experience, though, to the club, hasn't he? And knowledge of the club itself.
Yeah, definitely. You know, even he's brought Mangi back. He's brought, Jacko. Jacko's an experienced defender. Mickey's got a lot of knowledge of football, so it all beds well for the club. I mean, at the end of the day, we've got to try our best to get out of this league and get back in the football league, and there's no better time to start with that than Saturday.
Andy Mangan, you mentioned him there, Adam Dawson as well. So a couple of players who were at the club left and have come back, which isn't something you always see, but enticing them back, was that straightforward?
Yeah, it was. It was. Mangi's a goal scorer. Mangi's a character. It's what we need really at the moment. With Norse serving suspension, it's great to be able to call on the likes of Mangi to step into Norse's shoes. And what it does give us, it gives us a healthy competition for places. And that's basically what you need. You need everyone fighting for that 11 starting.
Just looking at those top teams, Sean, within the divisions, Forest Green, Lincoln, Dagenham, yourselves, Barrow, how sort of close are these teams, do you think, to each other?
I've said before, it's very close. There's a lot of levellers in this league, in terms of grounds, pitches. And we know there's not a massive gap. No one's going to run away with this league. Although Forest Green are 7 points ahead of us, we don't feel anyone's going to run away with the league. And we feel... We're as good as any team in this, and we just need to keep this one going. And what's frustrating with this league, you can go in and win 10 games on the bounce, but you're not necessarily going to pull away from the pack.
Yeah, that's true. So
we know consistency is the key to anything we do this year.
It just looks like a long haul, this league as well, doesn't it, in terms of number of games?
It does. It is a long one, and like I said, it's not, you can't... Nothing's guaranteed in this league. We know it's a little bit unpredictable. Form doesn't always count in big games. But what we've got to do, we've got to find this consistency and being able to, if we continue keeping clean sheets, we continue scoring goals, we hope that we can be there or thereabouts come the end of April.
You're never going to have more local derbies than in this league, are you? Southport, of course, you've got Wrexham, Chester as well. Which one do you pick out? Which one do you enjoy most? Or not enjoy most?
I don't enjoy any of them, to be honest, because there's always that little bit of needle. I think Wrexham's always the big one, purely because of the following they have. But you can never dismiss, Chester's another big game for us, Southport's a big game for us, Macclesfield's a big game for us. They're all tough games, and you know, with them all being local, And we always seem to get a big turnout for these games. It's a tester for both the players and the management.
Mm, and you've got some local lads as well within the squad, which makes a big difference when you go into these sorts of games as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it does help that. You know, we've sort of building up a squad with a lot of local boys, and I think that does help. I think, you know, they take ownership of the club, and they want to fight for the club. They want to fight for the badge, and it does bond well in terms of having that pride of getting 3 points. But we know Saturday's, you know, we won't get more than 3 points. We won't get no less than 3 points. We know it's a massive game for us, whether it'll be Chester, whether it'll be Eastleigh, whether it'll be Forest Green. We've got to address it the right way. And if we do our homework, hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, at 10-5, we can come away with 3 points.
Sean, have a brilliant day. Best of luck with it.
Steve, thanks very much.
Take care. That's Sean Garnett, first team coach at Tranmere Rovers. And what a derby they've got ahead this weekend. That's Tranmere against Chester.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.